The Purpose Driven Mother Podcast, show number 8. The Purpose Driven Mother Podcast would like to give a huge thank you and welcome to its newest sponsor, Moms with Dreams University. Erica Gordon is the brains and beauty behind this superior education foundation that has become the go-to source for passionate and ambitious moms who want more. To find out more about how you can elevate your life and your business from the top experts around the nation, please visit momswithdreamsuniversity.com. What's going on, Radiant Mothers? I am Alicia Askew, host of the Purpose Driven Mothers Podcast, where mothers are having the conversation not about trying to be the perfect mother, but embracing the woman who they are. Hear from the most courageous and inspiring mothers who share their story on how they went beyond the apron, discovered their purpose, and are achieving their greatest desires. Peeling off the layers of their most vulnerable moments and lessons learned, these mothers have found the drive that they need to help them thrive on their purpose-driven journey. So stay tuned and learn how you can become that purpose-driven mother.
I am so excited to have a phenomenal woman, Angel Richards, come on the show with us and just talk about her journey of discovering her purpose and how she became the woman who she is today. So let me tell you a little bit about Angel. She is the founder of Helping Others Transform, which is a lifestyle improvement organization dedicated to helping women, children, and families declutter their lives, both on the inside and out, so that they can be, do, and have the best. Angel Richards' passion for helping others transform is a result of her overcoming her own life challenges. She is committed to helping others live a life of purpose and fulfillment and will share her formula with others worldwide. All right, Angel, thank you so much for joining me today. I am super excited about what you have to share. How did you get started in discovering your purpose, and what brought you to be the woman who you are today?
Well, unfortunately, it was a very tough situation that brought me to this point. I'm a single mother of four, get all together in college and getting my master's degree. I was going through some challenges in a relationship, and really depression hit me, like, hard. Mm-hmm. And I didn't quite know how to overcome. I didn't know what I was going through. It wasn't quite a midlife crisis because I wasn't there yet, but it felt like it. And so because of all the things that I had already been through, you know, growing up being molested and being raped, being a two-time teen parent, you know, I really struggled with low self-esteem and lots of insecurities and just making the best choices for myself, made lots of poor choices, and put myself in the situation I was in when I found myself depressed. And so just had some really, really low moments. And then in that time is when I realized that, you know, to be honest, I had reached a suicidal point. And in that time I realized that, you know, it wasn't over. You know, God had spoken to me. Nothing magical had really happened. I just, you know, felt in my spirit it's not over. And I didn't even quite know what that meant because in my mind I wanted it to be. Right. But I just kept going. And that's kind of when I started my own, you know, clutter to clarity process, just kind of decluttering my life and my thoughts and my emotions, letting go of my past, letting go of some unhealthy relationships and friendships and environments, and really just cleaning house internally and externally. And so it really brought me to a good place. You know, and I, of course, had those moments where you fall back and into your old habits and your comfort zone. But eventually I realized the power of just completely releasing it all, happier, more confident and successful I could be. And so it's just, that's been it ever since. I just haven't turned back.
Wow. So I can't even imagine just wrapping my head around all of that change and transformation that you had to go through to become who you are today. And just the part where you are talking about decluttering, letting go of everything, releasing everything. That is hard for some people to do because, as you can see, they have shows on TV about hoarders. So how exactly does one declutter and release and let go?
Well, you know, decluttering is so much more than just the external stuff that people over time collect. You know, for me, decluttering is the mindset
the emotions, the spirit, the body itself, you know, the finances, the relationships, every aspect of your life when you are going through a decluttering, every aspect of your life has to be looked at, every area. Because if you skip over one and you, you know, get yourself together in one area, the other areas that are not in alignment are going to start to create, you know, chaos in the. I went through the decluttering process. It was a matter of shifting my mindset from just negative thinking and being a pessimist and just always looking at, you know, expecting the worst to happen, just shifting to more positive and more focused and motivated, looking at things instead of being insecure and jealous as an inspiration, instead of looking at people who had things that I desired or were in places I wanted to be, connecting with them and having them to become my mentors and really changing just the way that I thought about things and understanding that some of that stuff really was, you know, ingrained deep in me based off of how I was raised and what I heard other people around me constantly talking about. So I had to make that shift. And so a person that wants to declutter, it all starts in the mind because our thoughts become things and our words become actions. Actions turn into habits. So you have to start there, and then you have to change your conversation, you know, instead of being negative and complaining and gossiping and, you know, just idle talk. You have to start to speak life into your situation and into your dreams and what you want. You know, I started to use affirmations and just really become more positive and focused. So it's just really tackling all of those different areas one by one, being really patient with yourself, you know, especially as women who just, you know, we want to see change quick. You want to start a weight loss program and you expect to have, you know, everything snatched and tight and trunk. It doesn't happen like that. And so the same thing is with our journey. You know, I call it the clutter-free journey. You have to be patient with yourself and forgiving with yourself because there are times where you may go back, you know, to an old habit or you may fall short in a certain area, but you have to be loving with yourself and just understand that this is a journey and it's a process. And over time, I will be honest, over time, you'll look back and you'll laugh and say, man, I can't believe I used to do that or go there or talk like that or act like that or worry about those things. The overwhelm sometimes can really be eliminated by just being patient and understanding.
You talk about bringing inspiration for women who want to be happy, confident, and successful. I'm pretty sure that every woman wants to be happy, confident, and successful, even if, you know, they don't feel like putting in the work to do it. So what is the formula to bring in about happiness, confidence, and success in your life?
Well, you have to do the work. So if anybody doesn't want to do the work and they want it, you're not going to have it, and that's just honest. You have to do the work. You have to do that internal work I talked about earlier. You have to really put in the time and the energy into yourself. It's an investment in yourself to be happy. You know, happiness is a choice. So when life happens and situations occur that, you know, don't make you happy, you feel stressed out, overwhelmed, frustrated, angry, bitter, resentment, all those emotions that we may experience as women throughout life, you have to choose to be happy despite whatever's going on. You have to choose happiness. Sometimes when people even struggle with depression, a lot of times they don't realize that if they would just choose to think a different way or choose to shift their posture or choose to shift their environment, that the depression can be lifted. I'm not saying that, you know, no one doesn't need depression medicine and all those kind of things, but a lot of it, and I've seen it with my own two eyes, with my clients and even with family, that a lot of it has to do with the choices that we choose, the thoughts that we choose to focus on, the words we choose to speak, the actions we choose to take. Can lift depression, can lift frustration, can lift overwhelm and anger. It's a choice. So choosing to be happy is, you know, the number one choice that you should be making every day. Getting up saying, today is going to be a good day. I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to stay focused. Trust me, I've had all kinds of terrible things, you know, happen in my life. On a day-to-day basis, there can be all kinds of challenges. However, I choose to be happy regardless because I understand that this is just one situation in this one moment. It's not my life. You know, it's not the end of the story. And so sometimes I think when things happen in life, we get very overwhelmed and, you know, my life sucks, my relationship sucks, my world is over, my business isn't growing. You know, they get all kind of overwhelmed and frustrated, but they fail to realize sometimes that it's just one day, you know, it's just one situation, one choice, one person, and it doesn't have to affect your whole entire life.
Right.
So I think that's one of the keys to happiness. And then the more happy you are and the more happiness you experience, the more confidence you can have. You know, you won't be confident if you're unhappy. You know, unhappy people, they don't have confidence because they don't feel good about themselves or their situation. And those are things that are required to feel confident. You know, and then without confidence, it's hard to create success because you have to take risks. You have to believe in yourself. You have to step out on faith and make things happen. And if you don't believe in yourself and have confidence and you're in a bad mood, you know, it's not much success going to come out of it. So it really all kind of just ties into each other, but it all starts with choosing to be happy right where you are, you have with, you know, whatever situation you're in, just choose to be happy because it can always be worse. And we all know that.
Wow, and I have never heard it put that way before. And you are so right when you had said just one leads to the other, happiness to confidence, confidence to success. And that is just so amazing because we sometimes get stuck in these roles where we feel like there's no progress in maybe our career, and maybe we have to look further back to our internal self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Whether it's on the job, in the marriage, you know, in the business, with the kids, wherever there is, you know, a struggle, wherever you feel stuck, 9 times out of 10, not that situation.
Right.
You definitely have to look past and look a little bit deeper and get to the root of it. And the root of it, a lot of times, just goes right back to how we're choosing to see things and how we're choosing to feel and how we're choosing to talk and how we're choosing to react.
So since we are kind of talking about this whole internal mentality, what is the difference between decluttering and detoxing?
Well, you know what? It depends on how you want to put it. You know, a lot of people use the word detoxing and decluttering interchangeably, and it can be. When I say to declutter, think about clutter. It's stuff that's blocking. And so when you start to declutter, you're little by little removing these things that have blocked you from happiness or blocked you from confidence, blocked you from success, blocked you from, you know, being fulfilled, whatever it is that you want to experience or whatever that outcome is that you want, that result, the clutter is blocking it, whether it's a mental clutter, an emotional clutter, a spiritual clutter, a financial clutter, you know, the physical clutter itself could be blocking it. So when you're decluttering, you're removing blocks. When you're detoxing, it's the same thing, but detoxing always has to do with internal. You know, you're not going to detox your house. You can declutter your house, but you're not going to detox your house. You can declutter your finances by, you know, looking at your spending and your budget and taking out some of the frivolous spending and looking at how you're going to pay off debt. You can kind of declutter your financial situation, but you can't detox it. Detoxing is really an inside job, whether it's detoxing with teas, detoxing with, you know, pills, or just detoxing your spirit by releasing everything that's, you know, internally unhealthy for you, internally causing confusion and chaos. Because we know a physical detox helps us to think clearly, to have more energy, to get focused. It's the same thing when you go through just a life detox, you know, getting rid of the things that aren't going to help you to stay happy, stay energized, stay focused. You know, people who are like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just tired all the time, or I'm not in the mood, and they can't really quite pinpoint it, is because they really need to start to detox and declutter their life.
And when you say that, I do want to just jump in there a little bit. You have to look at your circle around you, because sometimes your influence of friends might not be healthy for your relationship. So what about toxic relationships? How do you know when you're in one, and then how to get out of it?
Yeah, you know, I think we all know when we're in a toxic relationship. People don't like to own up to it. They don't like to admit it. You know, people sometimes rather be in denial or ignore the signs or the red flags than to just own up and say, this is unhealthy for me. You know, I spend more time crying than laughing and smiling. You know, I spend more time arguing than communicating and loving and complimenting. A lot of people want to overlook those things, and those are the signs that you're in an unhealthy relationship and you're in a toxic relationship. Toxic relationships make you frustrated. They make you feel overwhelmed and anxious. They make you feel depressed and angry and bitter. You know, they lower your self-esteem. They cause you to lose yourself. They cause you to want to quit and give up. They cause you to be insecure and jealous. They cause you to feel disqualified for yourself. Those are toxic relationships. Whether your best friend or your man, you know, a family member, a neighbor, there's toxic people everywhere. And if those people give you those emotions versus happy and motivated and inspired and encouraged and supporting you and, you know, pushing you forward and elevating you in some type of way and adding value to your life, if that's not the role they're playing, they're toxic. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my deal with toxic people. You know, you can't just delete everybody out of your life. Even though we wish we could just press a delete button and people would disappear, it's not realistic. There are some people you have to deal with. You know, if your boss is toxic and you're, you know, your coworkers are toxic, you can't go in tomorrow morning and just say, I quit. Well, you can, but then you'll probably be broke and then depressed and upset about that, and that'll create a whole another spiral of events in your life. Yeah. But what you can do is you can start to, you know, distance yourself from people. You don't have to get so involved and communicate as much and call and text and visit. You can distance yourself from people. You know, you can completely delete people out of your life that you have that, you know, friends. You know, if you have someone that's toxic that is, you know, always complaining or negative and putting you down and stuff, you could say, hey, girl, look, I've done 10 years of this and I can't do it no more. You know, you're negative, you're not supportive, I don't feel like you love me, and, you know, you're not team me, so we can't do this anymore. And you can cut people off. Guys, dating, all that kind of stuff, there's no reason to spend a bunch of time dating and investing your energy into a man that's negative and, you know, toxic or demeaning and or user, abuser. You don't have time for that. You don't have to deal with that. Now, when it comes to marriage, that's different. When it comes to marriage, it's different. I don't advise anybody to walk out of your marriage because today you're on personal development and you're listening to an audio and you're all motivated and your husband's not and now he seems toxic. We can't go to that extreme because there's a commitment that has been made there. So with marriages, that's a little bit different. But all these other people, there's no reason to be holding on to them if they're not adding value and making you better and taking you to the next level, because that's what your circle of influence should be doing, influencing you, but in the right direction, because your circle can influence you in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So toxic relationships, to stay in them, say this, even in a marriage, if you really know he's toxic, he's abusive, it's really not a good, healthy situation, then, yeah, you might want to be thinking about seeking counseling or seeking a lawyer. And life is so short, and I think that people sometimes wait too long to make non-negotiable decisions. And non-negotiable meaning that, you know what, no one's going to change my mind. This is what I believe in. This is what I need for me to be happy, to be healthy, to be safe, to, you know, be successful. You know, it's got to go this route or it's got to go. And it's not about being controlling, but it's about being in control of yourself. There's a lot of times we say, well, so-and-so did this to me, and, you know, we put the blame on other people, but we made the choice to allow it to happen or to continue to allow it. So, yeah, toxic relationships will affect every area of your life. Trust me. I've been there. I've done that. I've tolerated it. I've settled for it. And so I just know that there's no good end result out of being around toxic people or in toxic relationships.
And you definitely are focusing or have a pretty strong focus right now on your social media just about relationships in general. So what is one thing that may have caught your attention to kind of shift your focus with relationships?
Getting ready to teach a class that are for women. It's called Your Breakup, Your Breakthrough, and it's for women who have been through a breakup, and it's really got them stuck. It's got them down and out. You know, their emotions are really at an all-time low. And so they are in a place where they need a shift and they need a breakthrough. So I'm going to be covering on how to create your own breakthroughs instead of sitting around and waiting. However, I always talk about relationships because I believe that relationships do affect all areas of our life. And because my primary focus is to help women to become, you know, be more, do more, and have the best, if I'm focusing on women, I know that we're the ones that we love. We get caught up in relationships and friendships that can stop us and slow us down. So I do focus a lot on relationships. Even after the class, I'll still be talking about it because people have to know the truth about how relationships are affecting their life. You know, every area of your life is affected by your relationships. Your money is affected by your relationships. Your health is affected by your relationships. You know, your self-worth and confidence and value, all of those things tie right back into the types of relationships you have with people. The draining relationships, relationships that are one-sided where someone's always taking, and they don't reciprocate, you know, relationships where there's no love. There's no love, there's no care, there's no loyalty. Those relationships will start to, you know, affect everything else you're doing or wanting to do.
Okay, you just made a very good point there. And, I mean, I really agree with you on just how relationships can just affect each area in your life. But I have had a lot of single mothers especially come to me about wanting to transition in their life and discover their purpose and kind of pursue that full time, but they're working at a job. So what would you say for a woman, a single mom who is looking to transition to find her purpose and go after it?
Well, you know, I say go for it, you know, full throttle, 100%. Really step into your purpose. Discover what it is, discover what your gifts are, what you're called to do, and then do it. I really agree that everyone will be more happy and more fulfilled if they're doing what they're here to do. And if they understand that and fully understand that purpose isn't just like this one grandiose thing. Like, you're not here on earth to do one big thing. There's multiple things that you're here to do. That shifts within the seasons of your life. And so being flexible and being open to understand that right now in this season, your purpose may just be an amazing mother.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing wife, or just amazing mom. If you're a single mom, just amazing with your kids and nurturing them and loving them and making sure they have everything they need. And then that may shift. In the next 6 months, you know, you may be in a starting up a business, you know, and your purpose may be to, like myself, empower women and encourage women to be more, do better, and have the best. That may be your purpose. And that doesn't mean you stop being an amazing mom. It just means what you're supposed to be doing right now in this season has shifted a little bit. And so some people want to think, well, you know, my purpose is to be a life coach, or my purpose is to be a speaker and or an author, or, you know, an entrepreneur. And then everything else gets put to the wayside. And that's not, you know, how it works. So single moms who are wanting to go into their purpose, maybe even into entrepreneurship, I always say, you know, do it afraid, but do it smart. You know, step out there, do what you have to do afraid. When I first started a few years back, I was nervous. I was afraid. I had been through so much, and I felt like who was going to listen to me, and who gave me the authority to even speak on these topics. But what I understood was that all of the challenges that I went through was on purpose, and that it was to help someone else through them as well. But what I didn't do was I didn't just quit my day job and start, you know, running around trying to get speaking gigs and, you know, putting 10 products out there thinking that, you know, it's going to replace my salary.
Right.
And sometimes you see people do that, and then it causes them to, again, go back into being unhappy, being overwhelmed, being frustrated because they put themselves in that position. I think that the smart thing to do is make sure you put things in alignment so that way you have financially positions yourself to be able to walk away from the job. Make sure that you have support and, you know, a support system in place that if something happens, that there are people there to keep you afloat, keep you motivated and encouraged, because especially in business, there's going to be ups and downs. There's lots of challenges, especially the first couple years. You know, a lot of times we see people online and social media that have all these followers and they're doing all these great things, but they didn't start there. You know, I look at my page and I see, okay, 15,000 women, I say supporters because I believe that, you know, they're fans or whatever, that's what Facebook calls it, but they're supporters, people that support the clutter-free mission. But I remember when I had 100, and I remember when I hit 1,000, and I remember when I used to have 2 likes versus hundreds of likes, and I used to feel so frustrated, and, you know, I can only imagine that if that was what I was dealing with and I was dealing with it all day full-time without an income coming in, you know, that's going to affect my relationships. I'll probably be not the nicest wife or mom to the kids because I'm frustrated and overwhelmed and trying to figure out how am I going to make ends meet. So I think that we just have to play it smart, really play it smart, and make the best choices for the situations that you're in. You know, not just, you know, some people say, well, I'm going to just take a leap of faith and I'm going to quit my job. And I'm not against that, so, you know, 100%, but I am against it when you know that, you know, it's not that God told you to do that. You're not really led to do it. It's your ego. You just want to do it full time and see what happens because it puts yourself in a bad situation. And you know, it's going to create other issues that, you know, aren't necessary. I say keep your day job if you need it and work a power hour. And so my clients and myself, we do power hour every day. We commit to 60 minutes of focus, hardcore, get it done, whatever it is the goal is, working towards it, and then you can duplicate it. If you can do two or three of those a day, I mean, I grew my business since 2010 on a power hour. Like, I commit to at least an hour a day, and I've been able to create great success for myself. Now, some days I do more. Some days it's just that hour. But I know that, you know, that's what has really helped me. And I have not left my day job. I still teach full-time. So I teach full-time, and I run my business on pretty much an hour a day, you know, two or three if I have the time. And if I don't, I don't. But I have systems in place and things that, you know, help me to run my business successfully so that I didn't put myself in a position where it requires so much time. You know, it's, again, it's about being smart about it. But I think that, you know, single moms definitely can do it. You know, be encouraged. It's challenging, and there's going to be those days where you feel like, why did I even start this? And there's going to be other days where you know exactly why you did, because you're making a difference. Mm-hmm. And it feels really good.
Love that concept of the power hour. I know we have talked about it before, but it's just that when people, when they have this big idea and these big dreams, you want to do it all within that one day or one week. But like we had discussed earlier, it's a transformation, it's a process, it's a journey. And take it one step at a time. So like you do your power hour and you do the priority areas of your business within that hour. And like you said, if you get to it, you do. If you don't, you don't. So I really do love that power hour that you had spoke about there.
Absolutely. And I want to add something about that. Don't feel guilty. If you have to tell the kids, hey, cut on SpongeBob, go chill out, mommy's writing a blog, or, you know, I have a call to make, you guys pop in a movie, hang out, and, you know, I'll be out in a little bit. Don't feel guilty. I know so many moms who feel guilty and they feel like they're neglecting their kids, and this is what I say. This is a temporary situation. Mm-hmm. You could either play now and pay later or pay now and play later. And trust me, the kids, they're going to be fine when you have money to take them out to the movies and dinner and, you know, Disney World things, those fun things that you'll be able to do because your business is successful. They won't even remember the times where you had them sitting in, you know, front of the TV eating macaroni and cheese because you were trying to work your business. So don't beat yourself up and feel guilty about it. Trust me. And I always tell my kids, hey, you know, this is what I'm doing for us. And so they clearly understand that this is not a selfish thing that mommy's just doing for herself, that mommy is making a difference, but also I'm doing it for us. Great position. And they get it.
That is so true, because for mom, it's so easy for us to feel guilty just because that's our nature. I really do appreciate you throwing that tidbit in. Do you have a favorite book or a favorite quote that you live by each day?
Yes, my favorite book is called The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. And I absolutely love The 10X Rule because it talks about doing 10 times more. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that when you set goals and you take action and you're working your business, that you have to do 10 times more than you think you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are like, oh, my gosh, I posted, you know, every day this week. I post every hour or every other hour on social media. So I do 10 times more. You know, when I do, you know, some people, well, I did, you know, I'm going to do 3 classes this year. You should be doing 9 classes this year. You know, like, you have to just go above and beyond with whatever it is that you want to do. And so I think that the 10X rule, every single person on the earth that's breathing should listen to the 10X rule. And I prefer the audio book versus the book. I have the book and I have the audio. But the audio, Grant Cardone is amazing. He's just a country boy. I love listening to him. Can resonate with me. But he keeps you fired up and he keeps you motivated. And I listen to it. And then I start it over. It's something that I do not cease listening to. I really love it. It keeps your pumps up. And, you know, I'd like to listen to it in the car, on the way home, on the way to work, sometimes in the morning when I'm doing hair and makeup. And you know what? My kids hear it all the time, too.
Yes.
So it's also planting seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Planting seeds
good.
Of success very early.
And they're seeing you work your business. So that's another seed that you're planting there, too. You have an absolutely amazing website that has so many resources available.
There's all types of, you know, resources. There's some free audios and there's a blog. And they can just click on Start Your Transformation and there's how to get started on the clutter-free journey. I'm also on all the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all @HotCoaching. Hot standing for helping others transform. So Hot Coaching on all social media. And I spend a lot of time on Facebook connecting with the women there and answering questions and commenting and stuff like that. So they definitely can connect with me there.
Girl, I thought you called it Hot Coaching because you sizzle when you speak, but helping others transform works just as good. Thank you so much, Angel, for taking the time out to speak with us and just sharing all your valuable information. If you missed any of Angel's contact information, I will have that for you guys in the show notes.
All right, Radiant Mothers, so you have just heard from Angel Richards. And with her Hot Coaching, she lit this episode on fire. She did not keep anything or hold anything back from you, ladies. And Angel said it best, the more happiness you have, the more confidence you have. And the more confidence you have, the more success you have. So don't allow yourself to get to the point in life where it seems like everything makes you unhappy. Start now and make the decision. Make the choice to be happy. Invest in yourself to be in control of what is around you and not let what is around you control you. And sometimes it starts with a simple shift of going after your purpose, discovering who you are, and discovering who you were designed to be so that you can use those gifts that are within you to make an impact and radiate your light around the world. The first step that you can take is do some soul searching and go to thepurposedrivenmother.com and complete that assessment that asks those questions to get down to the root of where your purpose lies deep down in your heart. You know that you have a purpose within you, and that is why you are here today. So do not hold back from what was intended to be. Until next time, radiate your light and let it shine.